October 7, a relationship of interdependence. And whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it. Or one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now ye are the body of Christ and members in particular. 1 Corinthians 12:26-27. In the Lord's plan, human beings have been made necessary to one another. To everyone, God has entrusted talents to be used in helping others to walk in the path of light. It is by unselfish service for others that we improve and increase our talents. Like the different parts of a machine, we are all closely related to one another and all dependent upon one great center. There is to be unity and diversity. No member of the Lord's firm can work successfully in independence. Each is to work under the supervision of God. All are to use their entrusted capabilities in His service, that each may minister to the perfection of the whole. He who claims to be a Christian should examine himself and see if he is as kind and considerate of his fellow beings as he desires his fellow beings to be of him. Christ taught that rank or wealth should make no difference in our treatment of one another, and that in the light of heaven all are brethren. Earthly possessions or worldly honor do not count in God's valuation of man. He created all men equal. He is no respecter of persons. He values a man according to the virtue of his character. To possess true godliness means to love one another, to help one another, to make apparent the religion of Jesus in our lives. We are to be consecrated channels through which the love of Christ flows to those who need help. He who approaches nearest to obedience to the divine law will be of the most service to God. He who follows Christ, reaching out after His goodness, His compassion, His love for the human family, will be accepted by God as a worker together with Him. When the Lord's people are filled with meekness and tenderness for one another, they will realize that His banner over them is love, and His fruit will be sweet to their taste. Heaven will begin on earth. They will make a heaven below in which to prepare for heaven above.